Okay, we are resuming our regular meeting after executive session, and we are going to take some action.
You guys explain.
And our city attorney is going to outline what the motion will be, and then we'll have a vote.
Certainly, we are recommending a few amendments that will work out with the city manager, myself, and the real estate agents involved in this transaction. To summarize for you, we're going to recommend that the contingency period be 30 days after the approval and recordation of a specific binding site plan and closing 30 days after the end of the feasibility period. It had 90 days after mutual acceptance. If the parcel is not created yet, you're going to be extending the feasibility period on and on until that binding site plan is recorded. So it seemed to be functioning better in getting the closing. There are some edits in the addendum, representationally based on what's known by the seller. The defaults would eliminate the initiated legal action because we can't sell something that doesn't exist, and that's the parcel. And we're going to add a requirement that the buyers execute a no protest to formation of an LID for a stormwater pond. We'll make those edits this week, and that's what our recommendation is, with some final other some other minor tweaks in the document. So our recommendation to you for council is that you approve the proposal subject to final approval by the city manager and myself based upon these revisions and some other tweaks at the prices presented and the roughly four or so acres that are proposed. So the motion is moved to approve the agreement as presented subject to final approval by the city manager and the city attorney.
At a price of?
$4 a square foot.
$4 a square foot for approximately 4.4 acres. And with those caveats, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
To move forward. It's been moved and seconded to go ahead with this purchase and sale agreement with some work still to be done, as the city manager outlined. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried 5-0.
You know that Charlie Hawkins, councilman, was in the executive session for most of the
executive session. Yes, Mr. Hawkins was in for most of this session, and then we lost connection. Okay, so the next thing, I think we can get through these next council action items fairly quickly. The next one is the residential downtown parking exemption.
This is the item that we talked about 2 weeks ago that would start a code amendment to consider small downtown residential parking exemptions. I'm sure you've seen it and read it. That's all I have.
And the recommendation is on the second page of the request for council action.
Okay, does anybody have any questions on this? Pretty just straightforward.
Just what do you anticipate as far as budget budget on that, on the first page? Do you anticipate anything? This is less than $5,000, but do you anticipate anything there?
I want you to know that processing code amendments and the volume of other items that are in our office and the transitions that are occurring in our office makes it a practical reality that if we want to process some of these items, we may have to contract out for some of that work. So $5,000 was just a kind of an estimate. I expect it could be less than that, but I do want to be realistic about the capacity of the department and the number of various requests.
And that wouldn't be the kind of thing that we'd have the owner pay for necessarily. That would be
no, because this is a city initiated amendment that would apply to the whole downtown district. It's not for a property owner.
Oh, okay, great, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the recommendation is to approve resolution 1729-18, initiating amendments to Blaine Municipal Code to authorize residential parking exemptions in the central business district.
So moved.
Second. Been moved and seconded to approve this resolution. Any questions, comments? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried 5-0. Okay, next is the bid rejection for the Loomis Loop electrical project.
Raven had to go home because she has an early meeting tomorrow. That's in another city. This is pretty straightforward. The recommendation from staff is due to the one bid, they recommend rejecting all bids.
Mm-hmm. So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to reject this bid for the Loomis Trail electrical underground bid. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried 5-0. Okay, next is the police chief recruitment contract.
Madam Mayor and Council, tonight I'm asking the Council to approve a contract to move forward with the selection of the consultant to help us with the recruitment of the police chief. Just as a little bit of background, including in addition to what you have in your Council packet, we sent out a request for proposal nationwide in February and had a set of deadlines that we asked for them to respond to. We had three responses. All three were very qualified. One was McGrath out of consulting out of Lakewood, Illinois. The other was public sector research and consulting out of Rockland, California, and the third was Prothman Company out of Issaquah. We reviewed all of the different requirements that we asked for them to submit. They all met those minimum requirements. And so it really came down to then, you know, kind of cost and for me, you know, selecting a local company because we have somebody in state. So Prothman is the company that we're recommending. The McGrath Corp company had a $22,000 bid plus expenses. McGrath, of course, is out of Illinois, so there's going to be some expenses with travel and so forth. So that was a little bit more expensive than I thought we needed. Public sector search and consulting was $21,500 out of Rockland, California, more transportation. And then Prothman's at $17,500 out of Issaquah. So I think we could have selected any of these that would have done a terrific job, but Prothman, being local and less expensive, helped us, I think, helped me at the decision-making. You'll see in the packet that they've got a long, long list of police chiefs that they've recently worked with. They've got actually 10 Washington job applications out now. And in the back of your packet, I think you'll see some examples of some of their literature. The city of Blaine has used Prothman. I think they used them in the selection of Jeff and also with Raven in the Public Works Department. So we've got a solid history with them as well. So we're recommending to you tonight to authorize my signature on that contract. And we'll move forward quickly. My hope is to have the selection done by the time I leave. And so that will be a pretty fast track, and I'm optimistic we could achieve that.
All right. Any questions or comments? I think this firm helped choose our current interim when you went to Ferndale, didn't they? Were they involved in your selection for Ferndale? So that speaks well of the firm, I believe. So, okay, do I have a motion to
so moved.
Accept this contract?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to authorize the city manager to sign a contract with Prothman for police chief recruitment. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried 5-0.
Thank you, Council. And just one last follow-up on that. We had talked about having a special meeting on Thursday to have a conversation with Bob Cardin, who's going to be our primary consultant. And he and I have spoken since then. His preference really would be to meet with two or three of you at a time, or an individual if you like. I think there's a kind of a sense that he gets better responses when you can just have more of a conversation with everybody. So we've got some time slots available. I think there's like 4 o'clock, 4:30. So if you have a time that you prefer, he's also going to be here on Thursday night. So if you can't do something during the daytime, he certainly would be happy to meet with you after dinner or some other time as well. So maybe tomorrow we can have a phone conversation. Or if you know what your schedule looks like now, just go ahead and send me an email on your preferences. But I'll get that organized over the next day or so. If you can't do it Thursday, he's here Friday morning. So we want to make sure the council has a chance to meet with him. I've also sent out information and requested people from the community to meet with him. They're going to have Bill Becht, be part of the conversation. He's got a great interest in police. The SRA, we've invited members of the SRA through Debbie to talk. We've got the Civil Service Commission, obviously the members of the police department, the auxiliary, coming forward to have the conversation over the next couple of days when he's here this week. So if there's anyone in particular that you have that we haven't listed, please let me know. I think we're trying to get as much information as we can from where they're sitting. The better they know our community, the better off they can be to help us. So Thursday and Friday are those scheduled times and days.
You tentatively set a meeting, haven't you? 4:30?
No, not for this. I was going to do that.
You were going to.
Well, I got a couple of responses to that,
yeah.
But I think we've decided not to do the special meeting.
Okay.
So if there's a preference of time, Friday or Thursday afternoon,
okay.
Yeah, think about it. I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
And we can dial it in.
And what time are you looking at the community meetings, or is it just different times?
So there won't be a community meeting in the sense of having a group of people come in and talk. That will happen later on, after we've gotten down the line a little bit, and they have some applicants in that they want to introduce the community to. This really is about helping them understand really what the council's interest is. Well, people that have a direct relationship with the police department, like the auxiliary or the police officers, Civil Service Commission, they're going to meet with department heads, for example. Those people who interact very regularly with police.
Great.
All right. Well, thank you, Council.
So are we going to go ahead with the staff reports for the council retreat, or do we want to put that off?
I would suggest that we have collective bargaining agreements and personnel contracts. We go back into closed session to update you on those, come back out and vote on those because there's action. And then my recommendation would be to just wait until the future of those other reports. It's getting late.
Yeah, it is getting late. Okay, so we will now recess again for executive session to discuss collective bargaining and a personnel contract. And we should be 20 minutes, 30 minutes, about 20 minutes.
There will be action.
And there will be action, and then we will close the meeting after that time.
Let's get this done as quickly as possible.